USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Still no deal on the nation's debt ceiling. President Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy edged closer to a deal to avoid a looming U.S. debt default yesterday. Agreeing a default is not going to happen. Republican Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
And this president, to reach a deal, that's how all these things have happened in the past, and it's Biden being late to the game and playing around with this that has brought us to this point.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer after yesterday's meeting in Washington.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers. I asked Speaker McCarthy, does he agree with that? And he said yes.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron has won the state's Republican gubernatorial primary and will face incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear in the November general election. Cameron came out on top in a crowded field of 12 Republican candidates.
I firmly and fully believe in the American spirit and the innovative spirit of the hardworking men and women all across this country.
Legislation banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy will become law in North Carolina after the state's Republican-controlled General Assembly successfully overrode the Democrat governor's veto last night. The House completed the second and final part of the override after a similar 3/5 majority voted for the override earlier yesterday in the state Senate. An intruder was able to get into the home of the man in charge of national security undetected.
The unidentified man entered National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's home in late April. The intruder was able to get into the home undetected by Sullivan's security detail. Sullivan told the man, who appeared to be drunk, to leave, and he did. Sullivan then alerted agents to the incident. The Secret Service is investigating. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is National Bike to School Day. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden is speaking out against anti-Semitism.
He hosted lawmakers and community leaders for a reception at the White House on Tuesday to mark Jewish American Heritage Month.
In America, evil will not win. Hate will not prevail. The venom and violence of anti-Semitism will not be the story of our time.
The president also noted that the 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, was what convinced him to make a White House run in 2020. There, protesters carried torches and chanted phrases that included, "Jews will not replace us." I'm Skip Kelly.
Sherrill Parker won the Democrat primary for mayor of Philadelphia yesterday. Parker's victory positions her with the possibility of becoming the city's first female mayor. Parker supports the police tactic of stop and frisk to help deter crime and called for hiring 300 more police officers. Parker and Republican David O move on to the November election. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is sending more than 1,100 Florida law enforcement agents and National Guard members to the Texas-Mexico border.
The move comes after a letter was sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling on all 50 states to send help if they can. DeSantis responded, ordering 800 Florida National Guard members, 200 state police agents, and 100 highway patrol troopers to leave his state to go to the border. DeSantis made a similar decision in 2021 when he sent more than 100 Florida law enforcement officers to Texas' southern border for 6 weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.